around whether in fact this is meaningful, whether in fact this is important, whether this is transformational, whether in fact this will just be known as the fad of 2009, that Andy will run his conferences and then the world will move on to the new. In a new book, the American academic Dennis Barron points out that in the 1840s, when the telegraph was invented, David Henry Thoreau, the famous thinker and philosopher, was very sceptical about it, and he said famously that Maine and Texas, it may be, have nothing important to communicate. Now, why would we link up the country through telegraph? Is there anything in Maine and Texas that we want to hear? And then, when the telephone was invented, Samuel Morse, who'd invented the telegraph, declined to buy the patent for the telephone because he was concerned that there wasn't a written record of the communication. What value would the telephone be if we don't have a written record of what was put down? And Western Union, who had made a fortune through the telegraph, did the same, asking about the telephone whether any sensible man would transact his affairs by such a means of communication. And as recently as the 1930s, when the typewriter became ubiquitous, the New York Times editorial wrote, amongst others, that they were concerned that the typewriter would give too many would-be writers access to authorship. And these are things that aren't unfamiliar to us these days, because Twitter is just another T in that sequence, from the telegraph to the telephone to the typewriter. And the trend goes back even further. Plato wrote about Socrates railing against the new technology of writing, that Socrates argued that writing would weaken people's memories. And he was right. People did become worse at remembering things because they didn't have to. But ironically, we know now about what Socrates said because Plato wrote it down. And what Socrates was missing was the upside of writing, the possibility of books and libraries and encyclopedias, access to more knowledge than any individual could possibly remember on their own. And that seems to be a key about understanding these new media technologies. You can't just compare to the previous way of doing things. Because if you do that, you'll fail to see the possibilities that exist with the new technology.